cleanest way to handle this, the amendment that Senator Thomasoni, and Senator Thomasoni, is it one amendment or two amendments?
Well, it could be one, but
they're basically the same
amendment to the section. Okay. So there's two amendments. Mr. Chairman, I think the concern of the committee when I was in here the other day is whether or not they had gone through the appropriate committees, and they have. So the language that's in the bill has gone through the appropriate committee. Now, the committee did change it.
Why don't you indicate what the sections are, what the areas are, and what amendments are, what committees you went through today with that language, and what language you would like to have offered? Or maybe Ms. Baker can do that.
Mr. Chair, no, I have no idea what happened in state and local government when I was sitting up here. So.
Mr. Chair?
Don't ask
Betzel.
Me.
Perhaps we should just recess for about 15 minutes.
No.
What
Ms. Baker's indicated is this amendment's not going to be prepared tonight, these two amendments.
Oh, okay.
It's going to take some extensive time.
Mr. Chair,
what I was going to suggest was that Senator Thomasoni could go through, just alert us as to what happened in the committee and what kind of language he'd like to have offered. And we would pass the bill out of committee tonight to the floor and could deal with it on the floor if appropriate. If it doesn't work out on the floor, we have those sections deleted. That's what I'm going to say. But we're not going to have the language tonight.
And Mr. Chairman, I think you're onto the right way to do this. The Senator Betzold's concern earlier was whether or not the language that was in my bill was reviewed by the appropriate committees. So the language has been reviewed by the appropriate committees, and they actually did pass and amend some of the language. I would be more than happy to take the bill out of here in the current form and then amend the language on the floor tomorrow. And I think Mr. Johnson can give you a pretty good idea of what happened in Senate Arrest Committee.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Dave Johnson. I'm an attorney for the Minnesota Pipe Trades. What happened in Senator Arrest Committee today was that there was delete-alls that put the form and met the criteria of the State and Local Government Operations Committee, and then amendments that dealt with the issue that some of you may have heard about related to inspectors, and a separate amendment dealing with exempting engineers and architects from the purview of the board. So that's what happened in committee. I could be wrong here, Mr. Chairman, but maybe a possible suggestion would be is just to make a motion to amend the – to put the bills in as they were amended in Senator Rest Committee would be another option if you were concerned about making sure it meets the procedural requirements.
Well, except we don't have the amendments ready. That's the problem. Senator Thomasoni, is there anything else you wish to add to what Mr. Johnson said?
Maybe he's on to something, but I understand if you don't have the amendments in front of you, I don't think you should be asked to act upon them. So my suggestion is that we just move the bill out of here in the form it is right now, and then the amendments that were passed out of Senate Arrest Committee, I can move them on the floor tomorrow.
Senator Betzel.
Well, Mr. Chair, I suspect that when we get the amendment on the floor, it's going to be a page and line amendment, which is going to be awfully hard to try to sort through. Perhaps it might be better to delete the sections that we're talking about right now, and we can have an amendment that has the language in there. I mean, I certainly would not raise an objection on the floor, you know, if they are being offered to be put back in as they came out of the committee. But I think that might be a cleaner way to do it, so everybody can see what the language is, you know, as instead of just, you know, change this and move that around, and then we have no clue what it says.
Ms. Baker?
Mr. Chair, that's actually what we're doing, and that's what's taking so long. The plumbing board is in Section 63, so what I'm doing is deleting all of Section 3 and replacing it with the new Section 63, but that has so many different amendments that have to come together. That is what takes so much time, but we certainly can have it ready for the floor tomorrow so that everybody sees the plumbing board complete language and doesn't have to incorporate a page and line, and the same with the piping. It's its own section. We'll delete that whole section, replace it with the new section that has all of the amendments engrossed.
So is the
so
thought
tomorrow
to,
it will be easy to understand.
Okay. So is the thought to delete section 63
and 65?
And replace them with a new
with new sections tomorrow.
63 and.
Mr. Chairman, I don't think we want to do that right now. Though I think we want to delete them on the floor and add the new language.
Mr. Chair, I would like to delete them right now and then have them offered on the floor. As I say, I won't object when they're offered on the floor if that's what the committee came to. But I just would, if it's problematic, I'd rather not send something to the floor that's problematic.
Senator Tomasoni.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I don't think it's problematic, Senator Betzel. The what's in the bill right now is very similar to what the amendment is. Okay, and I think the problem is that there's a couple of changes that takes a little while for coding, but I would much rather leave what I've got in the bill so that nobody can object to the germaneness or that the process, and I think we have a very good understanding as to what has gone on in Senator Rest Committee and what the amendment is, and so I would rather leave what I have in my bill in the bill and then replace it on the Senate floor.
Mr. Chair,
Senator Betzel,
and Senator Tomasoni, if we were to keep the word section 63 and the head note, and the word section 65 and the head note, you'd have your placeholder, and then the germaneness thing would be germane because you've got something in the bill that relates to it. You just don't have the language.
Can you just kind of work with me on this one?
I'm working with you. I'm working with you. So,
Mr. Chairman.
I think we're all right.
Yeah, I think either way, I mean, we could wait for the page in line and work our way through it. But presuming that it's just amending what you have.
Yes, that's what it's doing.
You're going to make the motion?
You heard it.
Well, this is Senator Metzen.
Well, I think we're ready to go, and I think we've got Senator Betzel and Tomasoni. We'll get this done tomorrow, so I'll make the motion to move the bill.
All right. We have Senator Metzen's motion that Senate File 2089 as amended be recommended to pass. Now, is there anything else before we vote on that motion? Is there anything else other than these two sections that we need to correct tomorrow on the floor?
Not that I know of, Mr. Chair.
Not that you know of?
Not that you know of.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I remember Senator Stumpf had a whole bunch of amendments on his bill today on the floor because he didn't know he had some corrections to make from the time it got out of here until the time it got to the floor. So I don't know if somebody's going to bring me something that has a technical correction or if there's a number correction or something like that. So,
Senator Thomas, only my bill took a little diversion in taxes.
Oh, okay.
All right, we have the Metzen motion in front of us. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed?
No.
Motion carries.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
And then members of the committee, we have tomorrow we have the capital investment bill, the judiciary bill, and that's it. So actually, I'm not sure we'll have a lengthy committee meeting tomorrow.
What time tomorrow?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. Okay.
8 o'clock.
Yeah.